Today's podcast of In Conversation with God on the Relevant Radio app is brought to you by ScepterPublishers.org. Scepter Publishers brings you the finest in Catholic spiritual reading. For more information, go to ScepterPublishers.org.
Today's reading from In Conversation with God is for the fifth Sunday of Easter. The topic is The Virtue of Justice. Part 1. Being just with people and with society. The Lord's word is true. He is faithful in all his dealings. Faithfulness he loves and the just award. The whole earth overflows with the Lord's goodness. Justice is the cardinal virtue which allows men to live together in a seemly and truly human manner. Without it, living together would be impossible. Society, family life, and the world of business would cease to be human. They would become situations where men trod other men underfoot. Justice regulates life in society, taking human nature into account. That is to say, respecting the rights of the individual. In the words of St. John Paul II, justice is the fundamental principle of life and of men living together, of human communities, of societies, and of peoples. One aspect of this virtue has to do with our relations with our neighbor, our friends, our colleagues, and everybody in general. It regulates our relations with other people in society so that we give every man his due. Another aspect of this virtue has to do with the duties of society itself towards the individual. Finally, justice also regulates the duties of the citizen towards the society to which he belongs. Justice in society comes from the people who make up that society. They project onto society their own justice or their lack of justice. This applies particularly to those who have greater responsibility. This is true in the family, in business, in national and international affairs. If we really want justice to be the order of the day in our society, then let us make the individual members of our society just. Let each of us begin by ourselves being just on three different planes. With those with whom we come into contact each day, with those who depend upon us, and by contributing to our society as we ought. That is the primary moral obligation of justice. We must practice it in every aspect of our lives. We must live upright, noble lives. We must be just with our family, with our neighbors, with the state. The struggle to ensure that our society is more just must express itself in a series of personal decisions which shape the soul of the individual little by little. Through specific deeds of justice, we find ourselves moved more and more readily by an established and unhesitating will to give to every man his due. That is the essence of this virtue. It is up to the members of society to work with personal responsibility for a more just, more upright, and altogether healthier society. And there is no task more attractive and nobler than that. Part 2. Promoting Justice. In the words of St. Jose Maria, God calls us through what happens during our day, through the suffering and happiness of the people we live with, through the human interest of our colleagues, and the things that make up our family life. He also calls us through the great problems, conflicts, and challenges of each period of history, which attract the effort and idealism of a large part of mankind. Our faith urges us to be present, to play an active part in the noble interests, in the things that make up our family life, and in the conflicts and challenges of each period of history, so as to sanctify ourselves and to sanctify those realities, making them more human, more just, and bringing them to God. It is easy to understand the impatience, anxiety, and uneasiness of people whose naturally Christian soul stimulates them to fight the personal and social injustice which the human heart can create. So many centuries of men living side by side, and still so much hate, so much destruction, so much fanaticism stored up in the eyes that do not want to see and in hearts that do not want to love. Our faith urges us on because the need for justice in the world is great indeed. St. Jose Maria continues, "The good things of the earth, monopolized by a handful of people, the culture of the world confined to cliques, and on the outside, hunger for bread and education, human lives, holy because they come from God, treated as mere things, as statistics. I understand and share this impatience. It moves me to look at Christ, who is continually inviting us to put this new commandment of love into practice. All the circumstances in which life places us bring a new message, asking us to respond with love and service to others. Out of love for Jesus Christ and love for his fellow men, the Christian strives to rectify unjust situations. The just person, in the fullest meaning of the term, is one who generates everywhere an atmosphere of cheerfulness and love, and at the same time who does not compromise with injustice. The normal ambit for this is one's own social circle, our family, our workplace, the city or locality where one lives. If we examine our conscience, we may possibly find injustices which need to be rectified, hasty judgments against people or institutions. Lack of honest effort in our work, treating some people unjustly." Part 3, The Basis and Goal of Justice. Love for Jesus Christ is the great motivating source of the just person's actions. The more faithful we are to our Lord, the more just we will be, the more committed we will be to true justice. A Christian knows that his neighbor, the other person, is Christ himself, present in others, especially in the needy. In the words of one writer, "Only with the light of faith can we appreciate what is at stake in the justice or injustice of our actions. It is a matter of accepting or of rejecting Jesus Christ himself. That is the great driving force of our actions." That is something that Christians alone can see with the light of faith. Christ is waiting for us in our fellow men. "For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. O missions, truly I say to you, as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me." Our Lord is in each person who is in need. The poor of society, individual poor people, should receive special attention from the church and from Christians. In certain areas of our towns and cities, the sick and the marginalized, and certain ethnic and cultural groups should also be given special and continuing attention. We need to increase our effort to be with them and to share in their difficulties. We should feel God calling us in the needs of our brothers and sisters and change the whole of society so that it is more just and more welcoming to the poor. Again from St. Jose Maria, "We must learn to recognize Christ when he comes out to meet us in our brothers and sisters, the people around us. It would be good to see how much we respect justice, how much attention we give it, how keen are we on justice. And we should further enrich justice through the Christian virtue of charity. All that would tell us how faithfully we are following Christ. It's also true the other way around. If we are friends of Christ and love him, that love and friendship will overflow into our relationship with others. The spiritual and material responsibilities of the Christian towards others are demanding. He must know how to serve others willingly with his heart and in deeds. When faced with those responsibilities, with the help of God's grace, the Christian will neither be cowed on the one hand, nor get caught up in a frenzy of confused, strange activity on the other. But he must not give into passivity either. Caritas enim Christi urget nos. The love of Christ urges us on. It brings us beyond the demands of simple justice, but obviously it presupposes justice. If this exercise of charity is to be above all criticism and seen to be so, the Second Vatican Council tells us, the demands of justice must first of all be satisfied. That which is already due in justice is not to be offered as a gift of charity. Through the exercise of justice, we are constantly being brought into contact with Christ. In the final analysis, St. Thomas Aquinas tells us, to treat another person justly is to acknowledge God's presence in that person. Hence, the Christian cannot live true justice if he is not in the state of grace. His justice would be flat, dwarfed. In our dealings with others, Christ expects more of us. Let us ask him, in the words of St. Jose Maria, to give us a good heart, capable of having compassion for the pain of others. Only with such a heart can we realize that the true balm for suffering and anguish in this world is love, charity.
In Conversation with God is based on a 7-book series of the same name. It is produced by Relevant Radio in an exclusive partnership with Scepter Publishers. For more information or to order your own copy of the book, log on to scepterpublishers.org. Scepter is spelled S-C-E-P-T-E-R. That's scepterpublishers.org. This podcast is protected under U.S. copyright laws and is made possible through the generous support of our listeners. To donate, click the Give button on this app right now or visit relevantradio.com. Be sure to join us again tomorrow as we continue the conversation.